In recent months in Balochistan, multiple bomb and grenade attacks, shootings, and threats of violence have meant few large political rallies during campaign season. A bomb blast earlier this year targeting Hazara Shiites left scores dead and wounded.
This is what is left of this street after a bomb went off here in January that killed almost 85 people. It is a tense time here in Balochistan with the election about to happen. Policemen like this are trying to secure the streets and make sure that voters can get to the polling station. It is still unclear what the turnout will be.
Candidates like ethnic Hazara leader Abdul Khalik Hazara, who narrowly escaped that attack, say they are being threatened daily.
I want to tell you only one thing, that we cannot move properly here in here. Still, I think there is completely uncertainty. We are running our election campaigning under the shadow of terror.
Despite the deployment of 70,000 security forces for the vote, the situation is too risky for EU poll observers. But Quetta Police Chief Mir Zubair Mahmoud says authorities are doing their best to protect candidates and voters.
There is a problem. But as far as elections are concerned, all resources pooled in to make sure that the election process is held in a fair, free and proper manner, and maximum security which state can provide should be provided not only to the people but to the candidates as well.
Despite those assurances, expectations are low. Chief Secretary Babar Yaqub Fateh Mohammed says turnout in Balochistan was just 30% in 2008.
So in terms of percentage, I would be very happy if we are, let's say, equal the last election turnout. That should be very decent.
Baloch nationalists boycotted the last polls but returned to campaigning this year to gain influence in the central government. Now they're targeted by separatist Baloch militants who are rejecting the poll and using text messages and letters to threaten voters. Naimatullah Gitchki, a senior member of a Baloch party, the National Party, says although many people are scared, any turnout is important.
We cannot get out of our houses. Our people go in their house and hold the meetings, for instance. The houses, they are bomb blasts there and there are fires against them. I know it's very tough. For the results, we don't care. Whatever the results, we must get some representation.
As the campaign heads into the final days, the Balochistan vote is becoming a contest between those who believe in participating in the political process and those who reject it. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Quetta, Pakistan.